I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO. Alaska's cruise ship season begins in April, and that's making a lot of people anxious in port towns that have, so far, been untouched by the COVID-19 virus. For now, state and federal public health authorities' response is based around prevention, quick detection, and small-scale containment. But if certain officials decide an Alaska-bound ship threatens public health, they could take extraordinary measures. Deb Rodriguez is a Juneau resident and retiree. She found out that Holland America had canceled sailings in Asia for their ship, the Westerdam, over coronavirus concerns. And now, the Westerdam's coming to Juneau early.
I mean, my first reaction is, why, when other countries have turned it away, who made this decision? And was this decision thought through? Do we have what we need?
Rodriguez says those aren't rhetorical questions. She earnestly wants officials to address them. She says more transparency about the safeguards and precautions around the Westerdam and the cruise ship season in general would go a long way to quiet her fears. But reactions around the coronavirus and coming cruise season run the gamut. Some seasonal tourism workers are at peace with the risk because they already take precautions for norovirus and other infectious diseases that spread similarly. Some say they're more worried about the impact on their wages and tips. Others think officials should be discussing a total shutdown of cruise ship traffic in Alaska ports. In Juneau, Mayor Beth Weldon says she's keeping an eye on the coronavirus situation, but doesn't see it as a local political issue at this point.
We're letting them experts make the plans at this time, and then we'll review the plans as we need to at the assembly level.
But back to Rodriguez's question, who decides if a cruise ship can come in or not? Normally, for the entirety of Southeast Alaska, there's one Coast Guard officer with the authority to make that call. His name is Stephen White, and he's the captain of the port. The Coast Guard's Public Information Office for Alaska said White would not be available for an interview. The Coast Guard didn't answer written questions about what goes into the captain of the port's decision-making. However,
he is the U.S. Coast Guard commander for the Coast Guard Sector Juneau.
White did meet with a visitor industry task force in January and, to explain his role with cruise ships. This was before the coronavirus had spread around the globe.
We do have some regulatory authorities and responsibilities that are laid down in law, and they're vast and they're complex.
Broadly, he says he has the authority to stop vessel traffic and target specific ships from coming or going.
But it's supposed to be used judiciously, not for day-to-day management. This is like, hey, we're closing the port due to a hurricane, or there's a security threat coming, or this particular vessel is a threat if it gets underway.
Ships generally have the right under the U.S. Constitution to come and go. The state and municipal governments have some room to regulate them, too, but they're not supposed to create undue burdens. Coronavirus aside, cruise ship crews and state health officials already have regular practices for identifying and containing illnesses. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has a lot of detailed guidance for cruise ship travelers and workers. It gets down into stuff like how to handle dirty laundry and how much alcohol should be in hand sanitizers. But if someone's visibly sick with COVID-19 symptoms or other illnesses, a ship's crew is required to report it to the CDC. So that's what's going on under normal circumstances. What about abnormal circumstances?
If there is a large disease outbreak of a contagious disease, that's something that could trigger an emergency. And when that happens, there are super broad powers that can be authorized or assumed depending on whatever is reasonable and necessary to protect the people.
That's Robert Palmer, Juneau's municipal attorney.
What some of those powers can include restricting access to areas that are believed to be highly infected, whether it's a building or an area of town or a structure or a ship. That part doesn't probably matter as much.
Municipal, state, or federal officials could, separately or in coordination with each other, invoke various emergency powers that could affect a ship's access to Alaska's port towns. That could mean mandatory evacuations and closures, destroying public health hazards, restricting people's movements, even taking over funeral homes to dispose of bodies. We're not there. And Deb Rodriguez says she's not freaking out.
For myself, I'm fine. I feel like I have everything I need. If I needed to be in my house for 2 weeks because I had the flu or if I had some kind of symptoms, I would be able to take care of myself.
She is concerned about the overall situation, but doesn't want to live in fear. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.